A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Podcast Network Asia.
Uy, Buck.
Uy. Nandiyan ka. May bagong motor si Ken.
Bumili na, binili na. Oh.
Wow.
790 scalpel.
Nagpipirma.
890? Ano yan? 890, 790.
790. Okay. R?
Scalpel. Nice. Kanina.
Alright. Wait. Let's start the show. Si Buck, ang gulo eh.
Huh?
All right, we are with Motor Clyde, Coach Clyde, and Coach Irwin. And on tonight's episode of 2-9er Rider, we're going to be talking about group riding tips. Thanks, Coach Clyde and Coach Irwin. What's up?
Good. Hello, good evening.
Oh, yun, may special guest pa si Bing.
Oy, Bing.
Yon, good evening everyone. Magandang gabi.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. So, Buck Mackey and myself were with you guys a couple weeks ago and we went through some training. Actually, I have some video. let me add to the stream. So baka pwede nyo ikwento what we're doing here. And if you can give us real, honest feedback about our performance and our skills.
Coach Clyde.
Actually, unang-unang skills dyan, eh dapat nag-i-smile ka, no? While performing the drills. Hindi yung ginagawa mo yung drills, tapos nakasimangot ka. Meaning, you're learning at the same time you're having fun. Yun ang pinaka-importante sa amin dyan. And of course, in a safely manner. So at first, we started to evaluate you. We do the assessment of your balancing. We check how you accelerate and a proper stopping. That is very, very crucial in being a rider. Kasi mabilis, madali lang magpabilis eh. Ang tanong dyan, how do you stop properly or smoothly? So nakadepende dyan yung mga semplang na inappropriate, lalo na so when you're talking about a heavy bike, it's no longer like the scooter na madali mo siya ma-handle, ma-balance. So, you're talking about your body weight plus the weight of the motorcycle itself. So, nakita naman namin, initial evaluation, so I was on the first when you take off and another coach was waiting for you at the other end. And then, on the other corner, another coach is doing the filtering. So, talagang ang development ng rider is na-filter natin each corner. So, na-i-correct natin. So, wala nakakalusot eh. Kasi merong front observation and meron rear observation plus yung side view. Even the proper take of your foot as are being observed na meron Motor Clyde signature. And then, as we go along the process, yes, meron ng we did a slalom. And then after that, meron pang one hand na partida eh. Nahawak pa kayo ng coach.
Sandali ah. May
may video yan, coach.
May video presentation yun tayo.
Show us. Yun, nakahanda talaga siya eh. Synchronize ah.
May kasama pang sigaw. May kasama pang iyak.
Kaming.
Kala ko nag-o-opera.
I think concert. Enjoy niya yun eh. Nag-enjoy yung tao yun.
How do I remove this? Yon. All right. No, I mean, seriously, that was, I mean, the best way to learn is really through a little bit of stress, a little bit of happiness, a little bit of stress, a little bit of happiness. You want to be in between there. And I think me crying while riding showed na me cutting stress. Yeah, so how was, how did we do? Coach Clyde, Coach Irwin.
Coach Irwin.
Oh. Well, at first, we're very humbled and honored na experienced rider, tunay rider such as you guys really took the time para makinig, para makita what kind of menu do Motor Clyde have. So, isang magandang simula kasi noon na we started with a short briefing and medyo tumagal sa kwentuhan, but nevertheless we ended up more into demonstration. Nakita din namin on our humble opinion that some old habits na not applicable for slow riding, we found some corrections, and thank you na ikinig naman, kaya nakuha natin yung mga mahihirap na drills. Well, to be honest, napakabilis ng development agad. So it only shows the tunay na rider, gentleman, is doing what they're, parang yung pinipreach natin is really you're doing it. The safety riding, the discipline, the learnings, and the model na tayo ay sumusunod sa kung anong dapat gawin in the process. So for me, I can, on the scale of 1 to 10, I can get it at 8.5 to 9, something like
that. Wow. I also want to add, no, that the humility to learn is such a big part of it. No, yung kailangan i-park mo, ay, matagal na ako nag-ride. Si Maki, nahirapan doon, ha? Na i-park yung humility niya. And lalo na si Bak.
Siyempre, mayayabang tayo.
No. I mean, ako, admittedly, I'm not the best rider, but Bak, he also trained. No? And the fact that an experienced rider and an industry professional like Mackie and a coach like Bak are able to be humble and know that they don't know everything and learn from you guys, I think is a big, big part of it, no?
Well,
may isang coach na sinasabi yung ano eh, tayo dapat, not because we're experienced rider or even as a coaches in other fields. So may tinatawag tayo dyan na proper training attitude. And sabi ni Direk Bing, ang ego isang tabi muna. Tanggalin muna sa bilang isang rider na experience. And then mag-underga ng process ng training. And then once you're done with the training, you add them together, all your experiences, what you have learned, plus the new learnings na nakuha natin. So that will give you a better you, no? Yung bagong result ng iyong combination ng previous skills plus yung newly acquired skills. Hindi naman kami nahirapan kasi unang-una nakikinig kayo kahit may konting pressure na mayroong tawanan, sabi mo, alternate nga. But we can convert, and laging sabi ni Coach Erwin na huminga kayo, hinga. Take a pause and hinga. And then do the drill again. Despite na medyo mainit siya, pero nakaya naman lahat. I think yung factor doon, iba yung special pants mo, eh, no? I love that pants.
Oh, pants, those pants are great. Yung parang sexy pants na see-through, di ba? Papakita ko next sa next show. Isa ano only fans page namin papakita namin yun.
Parang ano fishnet pants.
Mackie, Buck, you guys are experienced riders. I brought it up earlier. What did you guys take away from our course with Coach Irwin and Coach Clyde?
Oh, no, Mackie.
You always have to have your own.
Oh, sige. Eh, una, akala ko madali lang eh. Kasi mayabang ako eh. Nung umiikot na ako ng slalom, tapos ang gamit ko eh yung clutch lang. Ay, nawala yung yabang ko, pare.
How many calls did you get?
Hello, konti lang. May mga tinamaan ako, pero syempre, as much as possible, talagang ayoko siyang tamaan. Pero mahirap talaga eh. Hindi ko na-imagine na iikot ako ng paes tapos ta friction zone lang ng throttle yung gagamitin. Walang throttle. Tapos, syempre, bumabalansi ka isang kamay lang on your left hand. Talagang iiyak talaga kami. Kasi iba.
Kasi iba. Akala ko ako lang. Kasi ako lang yung pinakamaingay.
Kasi iba iyak ng iyak. Ako talagang pinipigilan ko lang iyak ko eh. Kasi, yeah. Yun, that's one. Second is yung foot brake. I fell in love with the foot brake again. Kasi when I started training, ang unang coach ko kasi talaga si Coach Mel. Si Coach Mel Aquino. And siya yung first na nagturo sa akin na foot brake is your best friend. Dahil sa maraming bagay. Tapos, every time that I use different bikes, ano na eh, high-tech na eh. Puro high-tech na yung bikes eh. May ABS, maganda yung preno, Brembo, ganyan. So talagang matetempt ka talaga gumamit ng front brake dahil sobrang high-tech na ng bikes. But when I trained again with Coach Clyde, parang na-refresh ako dun sa idea na mas safe pa rin talaga mag-brake using the rear brake. And totoo nga. I mean, imagine mo, left-hand clutch, friction zone lang. Tapos ang preno mo lang is foot brake. So ang hirap talaga. I mean, ang hirap niyang i-master, like yung muscle memory sobrang ano eh, sobrang kailangan mo talaga siyang pag-isipang mabuti hanggang sa makuha mo siya ng tama. So yung dalawa, yun yung tapos yung lastly yung look where you want to go. It's easy to say na look where you want to go, pero pag sinabi ni Coach Clyde, U-turn ka. Saka titingin sa likod. Di ba? Look where you want to go. Eh coach, teka lang. U-turn tayo, di ba? Oo. O tingin ka sa likod. Teka lang. Paano gagawin? Di ba? You have to trust the, ano? Trust your coach.
Yun.
Trust the process.
Trust the coach. Trust the process, pare. Alam mo, years nila dinevelop yung process na yan eh. Diba? Hindi tayo yung they've educated a thousand plus riders in the Philippines alone, no?
Yes.
So ako, I agree with you, Mackie. Dagdag ko lang. So rear brake, parang you know, we all know, well, we don't all know the use of the rear brake, right? But the people who have trained before, like with Coach Mel, but you forget it. You forget because, you know, we use scooters because we've got modern bikes because, the bike does a lot of the thinking for us. But the other day, nun pa uwi tayo galing sa Ducati, rear brake ako ng rear brake in traffic. And
de, totoo.
And then I tried the front brake again the way I'd usually ride, and I realized how much smoother and more in control I was. Rear brake, a little bit of gas gives you a lot of control when you're going slow. And nakalimutan ko yon. And that was a great refresher. The second part, which honestly stressed me out a lot, was when we were all doing it sabay-sabay. Na pare yung agwat natin, mga 6 inches, di ba? Parang sobrang dikit natin, tight maneuvering. And you're, again, I'll apologize because I made a mistake and then the domino effect, right? So and for me, that added pressure helps you learn. And masaya siya. Nakakatuwa panoorin sa video eh. Kasi Coach Irwin had all these great videos of us, which we'll be uploading soon and sharing our thoughts as well. So again, we had an awesome time. I don't know if Buck, are you there? Frankenbuck. Buck, ikaw, you've trained abroad with some of the best trainers in the world. How different is the training that you did in off-road enduro? How different is the training you did with off-road and enduro compared to what we did with Coach Clyde and Coach Irwin?
Alam mo, mas madali maintindihan ang instructions pag Tagalog. Ang problema minsan, pag English yung instruction, nalilito na ako. Ang mas malupit, yung English nila hindi English kasi European sila. Pero ang napansin ko lang, mas magandang mag-training, magsama ka ng mga kaibigan mo. Kasi mas enjoyable siya eh. Kaya kung ako sa inyo, mag-e-enroll kayo kay Coach Clyde, mas marami kayong magkakaibigan, mas okay.
Ah, coming diba? Soon yan. Tunay na rider, Motor Clyde training. We'll make that happen. We'll make that. Convert na kami.
Uuwi na pala si Labing. Naiwan ako dun sa garahe ng may-ari.
Psst, kailan ka last nag-joyride? Alam mo yung may kasama ka, sobrang tawa lang kayo ng tawa, sabaw yung usapan nyo, kahit saan kayo dali ng trip nyo, ayos lang. Tapos biglang tatahimik, lalalim yung usapan, magiging intellectual, emotional. Ngayon, kahit stuck ka mag-isa sa bahay, sa traffic, sa trabaho, pwede ka nang sumabay sa Joyride of Intellectual Wall Conversations sa podcast kong Sabayan with Victor, produced by Podcast Network Asia. Sabay na sa Sabayan with Victor.
So now, let's talk about group riding. So we did individual training. Coach Irwin or Coach Clyde, can you kind of walk our listeners through the training that we did and how that will plug into the next, what we're talking about today, which is group riding?
So first of all, when you talk about group riding, it's a combination of skills, meaning na acquire mo na yung training skills mo as individual and then kabisado mo yung handling na motorcycle. Now, putting yourself into a group. So it's another level of skills that you need to acquire. It's a combination of your skills plus the other rider. That's why when we did the slalom, yung synchronized movements natin, hindi ka pwede magkamali eh. Kasi it's gonna cause you a domino effect. So likewise, either si Buck Mauna, si Maki ang mauna, walang pinagkakaiba sa rate ng speed nyo, sa handling, sa head and eyes, we are already synchronized. So that gives you a proper orientation na pag nilagay kayo sa group riding, madali na lang i-adjust to your proper distance, like i-discuss natin mamaya yung group formation such as single file and staggered formation, what are the differences and when to use it. So through this intermediate course that you have done, it's a prerequisite na talagang nakapag-undergan kayo ng training. And yung mga bad habits natin, like katulad sa sinabi mo, let's say na traffic kasi yung sa SLEX, tapos yung dati, kumbaga hindi ka smooth yung stop, tapos yung mga parang staccato, yung delikado yung sudden brake. Pero through that tight maneuvering and slow drills natin, so very smooth na and suave talaga yung ano. So meaning, mas komportable ka na. Regardless kung mabilis yan or mabagal, you have the great understanding of your skills and controls na motorsiklo. And madali na siyang i-apply sa group riding. Go ahead, coach.
Well, additional lang. What you did is a psychological preparation then. Because technically, it's more into trusting one another. You can imagine if you're gonna ride with some people that you don't know really. And worse is, alam mo sila na isasama mo, pero alam mo kung paano sila mag-ride. Then you ended up behind them. So how are you gonna handle it? So through this kind of course, yung emergency stopping natin, yung hazard avoidance, yung slalom, at the same time, yung sabihin natin na yung may konti tayong T-turn, binigyan kayo ng bonus kasi I understand na after I left, na-advance bigla kayo. So additional bonus drills.
Bonus.
So the turn is something that not everybody can do it easily. Kahit sabihin natin, ang daming naming mga batikan riders, they went through to that kind of drill. Awa ng Diyos, marami bumagsak na motor. So, you know what I mean. Yes. Bumagsak na motor. So, you know guys what do I mean, because you can feel the movement if your body position is wrong. So technically, everybody. I-add ko na lang siguro yung when it comes to the skills in preparation aside from psychological. You remember, gentlemen, that we started with the proper body position and we focus on balancing techniques na kung ano yung ginagamit from the hips, handlebar, the foot peg. These are the fundamentals na pinofocus talaga namin bago tayo pumunta sa group riding management. Because we'll, as what Coach Clyde have said, these are the things na makikita ng road captain or ng spearhead or ng road leader when we are starting to ride. So, makikita natin yan. Ayun lang para may konting suspense yung mga next topic.
Alright, and okay. We're again incredibly lucky that Coach Irwin and Coach Clyde shared with us their secret manual. Yun. Yeah. And this is going to be a kind of walkthrough and give some tips on our friends who are listening. About group riding, safety, and formation. No? And may konting other things about the mindset, social norms, yung moto ethics, di ba?
Yes, ganda rin.
So, Coach Clyde, Coach Irwin, baka you can walk us through.
Please, I'm going to start with, this is not a mini presentation, I can call it. So specifically for 29 riders, listeners, and mga kaibigan natin. So group riding, safety, and formation. So, sorry, next slide please. quick introduction lang. Kami po ay nagsimula, 6 OFW. So all of us started with Coach Clyde. Coach Clyde, as we all know, he's the only certified Filipino sa Saudi Arabia na pwede magturo ng big bikes, all kinds of motorcycles. Then the story goes with me and all the team members na tinuruan niya, nagpa-certify din sa mga international trainers. Then the story began and we brought the course, the school here in the Philippines in 2021. Next po. Sa mabilis lang, now we are starting to grow. We just recruited some of our shareholders, the owners also to become the coach and assistant coaches. So, 10 na po kami ngayon and hopefully si Coach Iba, si Coach Bak, si Coach Makimoto will gonna join us in the future. So,
well, ako, I'm interested, honestly.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Kulang ang coaches to be honest in the Philippines. So we're gonna tell you what is the plan of MotorClyde that we're planning to have in helping the industry of motorcycle, because meron kami mga plano to have actually we're doing already the train the trainers, and we're helping a lot of communities right now to make it more safe there on the road. So yeah, next slide po.
Pag naging coach ako, ititrain ko mga moto vloggers. go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, we do have a lot of course, the regular training courses. The first course that meron kami is yung learn to ride or basic safety. Then the intermediate course, the advanced stage one. Your course is supposed to be intermediate course, but I think Coach Clyde elevated that with the two drills that you had extra. So the course is customized. Yeah, perfect. That's the stage one. Congratulations, Makimoto.
Yes.
So the advanced stage two is more into competition level. And yung ating topic for today is the top of the line course natin. Sabi namin na special
road leader.
Road leader or group riding management. So, yan ang aming specialty of the house aside from yung ginagawa natin. Then, yes, we do
alam
have
mo,
special
yan yung gusto ko matutunan. Training. Yung paano ano hindi mahilo sa mga cones. 'Di ba iba na hilo ka yung walk the track pa lang.
So sa advanced po yun, sa advanced too. So we do have a lot of trainings undergoing an adventure training as well. So unlimited po yung aming courses. Okay. Next slide po, Brother Iba. Just to show the listener and the people who's watching our event right now, ang training ground po natin, we can accommodate 16 big bike riders at the same time. 16 po at the same time. That's what we're doing as a capacity naming training track. And sa scooter underbone, we can accommodate 20 riders at the same time. So sabay-sabay po. Pwede namin turuan sa group training. Pero pag
ang
individual...
Ang facility. I was really, really impressed with... it was a great place to just hang out, no?
Thank you. Yeah. So, again... We do have a restaurant on site, so everything can be cooked and ordered kung anong gusto ninyo. So there's no problem with the food and drinks. Everything is available. So next slide po. Customized training program. This is one of our specialty rin. So something that we can do to any group, to any individual after assessing their skills and competency or riding level, skills level. So from there, we can move what kind of course is applicable for you. And sometimes, kung kakilala namin or kahit hindi namin talaga kabihasa, we can assess them if they wanted to know what kind of level course dapat nilang kunin. So isa yan sa ginagawa natin. Next slide. I think this is one of the questions that many people magsisimula si Coach Clyde. Kung bakit tayo nag-ride, especially sa group rides. Coach Clyde.
Okay, so we always put this in mind na tatanungin natin yung sarili natin, why do you ride nga ba? So first of all, ano yung purpose mo and objective in riding? So through these guidelines, marami po kaming tinanong na mga different mga corporate riders, mga president CEOs, mga ganon. So when you ask, why do you ride? Number one, teka, balik tayo. Maki, why do you ride?
Mayabang yan.
Why do I ride? Mayabang ako eh. Hindi. Hindi ako ganon. May mga iba ganon. Yung iba nga, di na nagra-ride eh, para lang magkaroon ng content. Hindi, syempre, na-enjoy ko pa rin kasi siya. At saka, I want to travel all over the Philippines and outside the Philippines through a motorcycle. Yun talaga yung reason ko bakit ako nagra-ride.
Okay. So, ayos yan. Si Iba, na pressure ulit mag-big bike, no?
Wala ko. I love riding because it's the only hobby na medyo parang practical din. Every day you get on a bike, even if you're just going to work, enjoy ka, kahit mainit, kahit ma-traffic, parang it's a practical hobby, but it's also a lifestyle. That's why I love riding, no?
Okay, si Coach Buck.
Ako ano, health, Bakit personal health. Oh. Reason ko, personal health and friendships.
Nax naman.
Okay. Ako hindi ako nagra-ride, hindi ko makikilala si Coach Flight, di ba? Tsaka si Coach Eric.
Oh, siyempre.
So, hindi ako hindi madadagdagan yung ano, yung mga friends ko.
Okay, number one answer out of those one is yung unang-una is a stress reliever, no? At the end of the week or end of the day, pag nakapag-ride ka, yung feeling mo na parang na-refresh. And then second, yun nga, yung parang ride therapy. At tapos, yun, you develop new friends and you get along more with your family. Okay? And you develop new community. And then, yung iba naman, practical mode of transportation. Unang-una, tipid sa gas and madali tayong makalusot. You got in two wheels compared to the four wheels. So, chances are, madali po tayong makareach sa destinations considering the traffic on our community. Okay? So, Coach Erwin, anything we miss? Why do you ride?
No, I think that's it. On our majority of the, since the topic is group training or group riding tips and management, I think most of the people wanted to know is bakit sila nagra-ride is because they're carrying now responsibilities. If you have a group or a club, you have to have a real, sabihin natin, proper training ng group. Because riding with a group, handling a group ride is a major responsibility in your shoulder. So nakasalalay ang buhay ng mga kasama mo eh. So technically, maraming reason yan. So if the topic today, just like na ano natin is group ride, I think we have to focus on learning more about management ng pagra-ride.
And it's more fun on the group, ika nga. Even sa training, di ba? The more, the better. But it yeah. comes with a great responsibility. Yon. Yeah. Next so, slide.
Yeah. I guess you asked this question to the group, no? Because you need to be, the group needs to be aligned as to why they
yes.
There has to be a common vision, right?
Correct. Is it
friendship? Is it visiting areas? Kung halimbawa, lahat kami sinabi namin, for the views, iba, iba na yung alignment. Iba na yung dahilan. Pero at least common yung reason.
Yes, yes. Okay, related sa group training again, riding etiquette. So technically, kapag ka inimbitahan ka o nag-invite ka ng group training, so the riding attitude and etiquette has to be there. Number one, hindi ka mangiiwan. Kung nag-organize ka ng ride,
yun!
Kung nag-organize ka ng ride at ikaw ang lead rider, I think it's a responsibility na alagaan natin yung invite natin because at the end of the day, they have to go home in one piece. Ang masakit yes. nga example nito, kung kaibigan mo, ang asawa niya, at iniwan
so
mo siya sa
opinion.
At nayari ka.
Totoo.
So that's number one.
Quick question. Quick question lang. Usually ba ang ride leader is supposed to be the best rider in the group?
Coach Clyde, yan. Magandang tanong yan, Coach.
Actually, kung medyo inaantok ka, huwag ka na mag-ride leader. Kasi you're quite tame. Yung mga individualism mo, yung bigla kang mag-swerve, bigla kang rarat-rat, you can never do that once you are leading the group. So when you talk about the best rider, it should be the tail gunner or the sweeper. Because he can swerve left and right, to ensure the safety of the group before overtaking, he got the signal from the lead rider and then he would block it and make sure na protected yung group to go and overtake. Yes, on the changing lane. And then, going back to the slow lane is the full responsibility of the ride leader na mag-speed up para yung iba kasi nag-overtake tapos biglang papunta sa slow lane, kinakakat yung ano, in-overtake ka ng car. Well, in fact, napakahaba ng group ninyo, they will feel offended. So, pag nagpupunta kayo sa slow lane, usually ginagawa is you have to speed up more. And then to the point na nakakatch up na yung sweeper, then normal right pacing naman. So ang sweeper po ang pinaka ano skillful rider, hindi lang po yung lead rider, yes.
Ito si Motobex.
Binubuking ka ni Motobex, Maki, ha?
Ayun, may inihirit eh.
May experience.
Motobex, here's my Motobex. Motobex is a graduate also of road captainship. So,
yes, Motobex.
He's actually a so, tapos din siya.
Nice na yan. So, malinaw na if you feel that you're one of the best rider, stay at the back. Tama ba?
I think it will be a sign kung sino yung Kasi mahirap din eh. Based on what Coach Clyde is orienting us regularly, everybody has to be the lead rider. So dapat may experience. So how can you read what is the mentality of the road leader kung hindi nag-sweeper ka or nasa tail gunner ka pero hindi mo alam paano mag-lead? So technically, you cannot understand what kind of positioning and strategy ng galaw ng road leader. Kasi may connection yan eh. The road captain or the road leader and the sweeper do have an internal connection lagi. So para nang marunong magbasahan. Kumbaga sa basketball, yung sentro tsaka yung point guard,
alam nila yung mismo.
So I think the riding attitude of the what we are doing is and what we are recommending is the riding attitude of the road leader is to take care of the whole pack. While the riding attitude of the people who's joining the group ride is to follow the protocol of the group. Hindi yung nag-join ka sa group ride, pero sige, kita na lang tayo sa dulo. I'll just go ahead.
Bagal nyo kasi. No comment.
So, technically, we're not encouraging that. It's not a group ride. It's not even safe. Parang sumama ka pa sa group ride kung solo ka din lang, di ba? So, yes. We're not encouraging that. So, that's one of coach.
One more thing to add, coach. Yung pag-join sa group ride is not really a mandatory, but it's a privilege, no? So if you have this attitude of impatient ka, gusto mo rat-rat, overtaken lahat, yung tipong pag na-overtaken ka, natatouch yung ego mo eh, nasasaktan ka.
Si Maki
yun.
What
you gonna do? Kaya babala ka. Even anong motor ay talaga overtaken mo or even a vehicle. So parang ganun. So it's a different state na when you travel, we never leave anybody. So we move as one. We ride as one, ika nga. Tapos, napapakita doon yung riding attitude and discipline when you are in the group. So, napakaganda po. And pagka gumalaw kayo ng synchronized in one formation, you follow the leader and you pass the signal, wow, ang gandang tingnan. Yes.
And,
parang
and
model that, nga talaga.
Yes, coach. And that also shows what kind of group or club you are. Kapag nakita yan ng mga computers, nasasabihin, wow, how disciplined, how organized this group ride. I'm sure hindi lang kayo, palalampasin pa kayo because you're very organized. Hindi kayo nakakasagabal sa kalsada, hindi kayo nakatakot sa bayan ng mga commuters. I hope many of the clubs, many of the group can do the same thing na at least safe tayo sa kalsada. Hindi natatakot yung mga other commuters. So that's the riding attitude we have.
Yes. You have to share the road. If you think that there's an emergency na group kayo, tipong feeling mo na, ay, hindi siya pwede sumingit, you need to remove that mentality. Just give way. Let them pass, especially if they would like really to do an exit and considering na medyo marami yung grupo. So just give them way and wave at them and then you can reconnect with the group. Kasi pangit po yung feeling ninyo, kayo lang may mag-ari ng kalsada. It doesn't work that way. So yung aming experience abroad, we adapt it on a Philippine setting. So we need to adjust also based on the road condition, traffic condition, and to the community and environment. So kailangan po tayo flexible tayo. And we have to ride on a safely manner. Yun pa ang ating goal sa group riding. Next slide ko siguro, coach, no?
Last na lang, Sir, Brother Eva. one of the recommendation that we are doing sa riding attitude or etiquette ng sa group ride is people who is on the group should be willing to be corrected. Kasi kung magminsan pasaway siya, so tendency is mapipikon kung pagsasabihan ng group leader or the organizer. So when you attend any group ride, just be humble enough na pag may pagkakamali tayo, if we will be corrected, accept dapat natin. Because sabi nga ni Coach Clyde, it's a privilege na sumama ka o isinama ka sa group ride. Lalo na kung nilibre ka niya. Di ba? Dapat mahilig ka. So I'm just sharing that. Next slide po. Coach Clyde, ikaw next. Na yan.
Sige po, next. Yeah. Ito po, this was taken 2015. Yung, I think, the fourth Saudi Hug Rally. Which was done in the northern part of Jeddah. Ayan, ako po yung nagli-lead dyan sa isang twisties, no? We were handling many, many riders, maybe around 20 or 30. Kasi pag rally po, we were divided into 5 or 6 groups and maraming nag-attend. So you really need to manage the group in a safely manner. May mga protocol din po kasi ang mga formation na ipapakita natin sa next slide. Yeah. So, we'll start with the staggered formation. Ano po yung staggered formation? Well, you need to perform staggered formation. Ang unang reason po dyan, to keep the pack closer. Yung feeling na hindi naman yung sobrang haba. And then if the road will allow you to do so, so you can manage, medyo wide siya, so you can manage to do at the staggered formation. And you have to consider the blind spot. Yung rider sa unahan mo, as you can see, the first rider and the third, the distance will be approximately 2 seconds. No, in between yung nasa right, yung tinatawag na second rider, which is 1 second. So, ibig sabihin ko, may road hazard sa kalsada niya, meron siyang room to swerve to the left and go back to his formation. Kaya, naka-staggered formation siya. However, nakalagay dito, when the road will allow you to do so and for a better view of the rider. Yung first rider, he can observe on his right side mirror, nakikita niya po yung helmet ng next rider, yung second rider. And sa second rider, makikita naman yung his left side mirror, nakikita niya po yung third rider to ensure na wala po siya sa formation ng blind spot. Kasi pag nawala po siya sa mirror, ibig sabihin, possible na nandun siya sa blind spot. So you never change lane without looking on your shoulder left and right. So isa po yun sa mga tip. So clear na po ba yung staggered formation? Meron pong next slide. So, yeah. Sa single file naman po, when it is a small road, whenever the road has a hazard, so normally in two-way, so kailan mo mag-single file. Minsan, pag mag-overtake po tayo on a vehicle, kailangan po naka-single file kayo. Especially when you are overtaking a long vehicle or a truck or a bus, you need to overtake one at a time. Hindi po pwedeng nag-gate tail kayo or nagtutukan dahil pag kumabig po ang truck, eh hindi na kayo, wala na kayong room for the safe maneuver. Kasi natutukan kayo ni diba, number one si Iba, second si Bak, tumutok si Bak, or next din si Maki, aba, magdo-domino effect yan. Nagkatutukan. So kailangan, you need to overtake one at a time. And you get the attention of the rider, or the driver of the truck or the vehicle. You may press your horn, wave at them. Yeah, para at least aware sila na there's a small vehicle na nag-overtake. Kasi maraming blind spot po yung truck eh, especially for a long vehicle and a trailer. So, yun po, pag may hazard, tapos whenever you would like to turn to the left, to the right, and make a U-turn or a circle, and in preparation for parking. So, you need to prepare, put yourself into single file formation. So, one line po siya, tapos ang distance for each biker will be 2 seconds. May nagtanong sa amin, Coach, paano kung 140 o 160 ang takbo namin? Kailangan 2 seconds pa rin. I think that question is really practical. You cannot add 2 seconds kasi kailangan mo ng longer kasi yung braking power or how efficient is your brake and your skills. Pangit din po yung kasi split seconds pa, mabunggo mo na siya. So, nagiging extended din po yung ating distance.
Meron akong question. Saan ba dapat umovertake? Yes, sa kaliwa o sa shoulder?
Okay. Kung nasa UK po kayo, Japan, Malaysia, or Thailand,
pagkasaan po, ha?
Overtake sa right. Okay? But since nandito tayo sa...
Sa ibang country.
Sa ibang right. Countries.
Yes. Sa ibang country, right.
Pagka left-hand yes, drive.
Po. Yes po. Pero, a case-to-case basis, eh, you would expect na, you expect that there is a hazard coming. Kasi, that's not the appropriate way to overtake, no? Dapat,
left side okay.
Tayo, lalong-lalo na dito sa Pilipinas. Eh, paano kung emergency, biglang
nag-swerve
or nagpunta pagka may malfunction yung sasakyan, syempre, or they would like to stop, biglang kakabig sa kanan. Eh, paano kung mabilis din yung nasa kanan, may blind spot, eh, natamaan. So, yun yung mga scenario na you expect. Eto naman, kung mag-overtake ka sa, ano, sa right side, you have to accept the consequences and anytime be ready for it. You need to anticipate. Kasi unang-una, it's not appropriate to overtake on the right side. Okay? And then you cannot overspeed.
Coach, may ngayon, comment?
Yes po.
Pag nagbusina ka, dapat daw sa kanan ka papasok. Pag busina sa likod.
Hindi naman po, case-to-case basis, kung safe ka ba, gawin mo. Otherwise, okay. It's a big responsibility.
Pero,
yes po. Yun po yung ano yung proper yung ating ano. Kasi riding also, kaya nga tinawag may riding etiquette na dapat lagi kang nasa safe side. Hindi ko sinasabi na bawal mag-overtake ka, but make sure you need to have the precaution. Kung nag-overtake ka sa right, we have a certain reason for that. But be very, very careful kasi delikado. Kaya nga, bawal po mag-overtake sa right side.
Coach.
Yes, sir.
I-klaro ko lang. In group riding formation, hindi po nag-overtake ka ng bawat isa. So, you'll be given a number where you stand at hindi mo pa siya din lampasan. Because it's very danger na kapag ka number 3 ka, tapos medyo na feel mo mabagal yung number 2, lalampasan mo, lalo na kung may turning left or turning right or roundabout. It's a total danger yon pag group ride.
Pero coach, oh yeah, tama po yon. Pero may exception. If you think that the rider in front of you is creating a hazardous maneuver sa unahan mo, it is rightful to overtake him. Kasi nagiging hazard niya sa harap. And just give a courtesy na mag-wave ka sa kanya, bumusina ka, na ituturo mo na gusto mo doon ka sa harap, then he would acknowledge na doon ka. Kasi kung nakikita mo na pasaway siya sa harapan mo, mas delikado yon sa part mo. So better, overtake ka, wave ka lang sa kanya, na doon ka pupesto. So pwede naman po yun.
Paano kung si, ano, halimbawa si Maki may camera, and then kailangan niya mag-overtake ng 100 motor para maganda yung kuha niya sa akin. Okay lang naman yun, di ba? Kasi ang dami kong magandang shot. Kasi si Maki, overtake niya 100 bikes. And then, pagdating ko, naka-steady na si Maki. Okay lang yun, di ba?
Hindi, ganito yan. Hindi kasi ganito yan. Pag may group ride, magpapaalam ako. Hindi, alam ko yun. Sabi ko, bago tayo malis, magpapaalam ako sa group rider, sa group leader, at saka sa mga, sa tail gunner at sa sweeper na magshushoot ako. So, may tendencies na talagang tatahi ka talaga sa buong grupo to catch up with the, no? Pero, alam nila. They have to know your purpose.
Tama. Yeah.
And,
2 thumbs up. Tama po yan. Kasi during the briefing, they would identify you as a marshal or photographer or a stunt rider. We don't know. Basta at least may abiso. Yung tipong hindi na susurpresa sa iyo yung mga ibang members of the pack na bigla ka nang susulpot ng bilis tapos hindi nila alam kung ano yung purpose mo. So, ang tanong, Maki, once you have overtaken them, saan ka naman po pwesto?
Maghanap ako ng
panalagpasan
sobrang la. Usually, I go mas malayo, mga 2 or 3 kilometers pa eh. So, hanap ako ng spot doon and then doon ko sila kukunan. Depende kung ano yung magandang angle ng kalsada or ng terrain. Malayo, hindi yung sobrang lapit.
Okay. Okay, good. After mo sila nakunan,
susunod muna ako sa, ano, sa sweeper sa likod. Para i-signal si sweeper na kaya may cardo, sasabihin ni sweeper sa group leader, nandito na ulit yung photog. May tatahi na. So, advice lahat. Tapos papauunahin nila agad.
Okay. Okay. Ngayon, yes. Tama. Pwede kang pumesto ulit sa harapan ng ano.
Oo.
Once nag-rejoin ka. Yes. Kasi po, ang sweeper, minsan naka-auxiliary light yan. And alam ng ride leader sa dulo na si Maki lang ang may setup. Ah, yung sweeper, or for example, si Bak, siya yung may setup na sweeper na ganito. Kasi baka mamaya mapagkamalan si Maki na yung sweeper kasi siya yung nasa dulo eh. So, balik siya sa formation in front coach of the sweeper. Yes, coach?
Yung tanda mo ginawa natin sa Saudi Arabia when we are taking some videos and shots. So, ang yung parang photographer natin, ikaw yun or yung isang kasama natin,
yun, yun, that's
pinagsusot
it
natin ng separate vest. Mm. Para invisible siya.
Pwede, pwede.
Remember? Oh. So, parang
Identify siya, yes.
Yes, para at least kung peripheral vision, kapag sumingit siya, just in case na kailanganin in between, bibigyan siya ng space. So, yes, that's baka, also helps siguro pride. Kung napapag-usapan yon before the ride.
I have another question. Pag group ride ba, is it better that everyone from your group is naka hazard light or hindi?
Nope.
Okay, case-to-case basis. Kasi nung pumunta kami, for example, sa Philippine Air Force, sa Villamor, instruction sa amin ng marshal, maka hazard to identify na nakasun kami sa kanya. But on the normal road, we don't suggest na naka-hazard ka. Bakit? Paano malalaman ng sasakyan mo sa likod kung saan ka pupunta? Unless mag-hazard ka kung naka-pinaka doon ka sa pinaka-slow lane, that there's something wrong with you, na to avoid you, iwasan ka. Pero kung nasa gitna ka ng kalsada, you cannot keep doing the hazard because you don't know, the riders behind you doesn't know whether you're gonna turn left or to the right. So, wala kang ibang sign sa kanila. Precaution lang.
Hmm. Okay.
That's paano kung ano, kung naka-blinker at saka naka-wang-wang, okay lang ba yun sa group ride?
Unless na-deputize po kayo, authorize po kayo ng ating law enforcement, tapos meron po tayong permit, na-escort kayo, lalo na on a long ride. Yes. So, make sure po na authority po kayo. Yeah. Pero otherwise, kung a normal civilian, mahirap po yun kasi pinagbabawal po natin sa batas.
Pero kung may connection, okay lang.
Okay. So, malinaw.
Malinaw. Brother Iba and gentlemen, yung iba pong mga nakasama namin sa group ride before is totally different from today. Kasi before, Coach Clyde, if you can remember, hindi uso sa atin na may iskala or communicator. Lahat yes tayo ay old school. Kaya yung sinasabi niya kanina, tinuturo na gusto ko dyan, wala tayong comms before. Mm. Nauso lang yan, late na, di ba?
Next slide po siguro, no? Tingnan natin kung may hand signal dyan. Ah, ito
parade,
na pala.
Parade.
Yung parade formation. And we also do this once you are on the full stop, nasa stoplight. So, kailangan ninyo mag-side-by-side or parade formation para mas makompress natin ang ating group na hindi naman sobrang haba. Kasi in respect sa kalsada, minsan sobrang traffic na haba ninyo eh. Try to compress and this way also, mapiprevent ninyo yung ibang mga motorsiklo na sisingitan ng iyong grupo. Tama po ba? The rest of the formation kanina, pag sobrang naman kayong stretch, you are inviting other vehicle to join your group. So, that compromises the safety of the group as well. So, kailangan, observe ninyo yung proper distance. So, ito naman parade formation. Usually, natakbo kayo ng mga 15, 20, or not more than 30 kilometers an hour. And kailangan yung skills po ninyo, hindi pwedeng sinatawag na kamote, na nagpasaway, biglang kumabig, nasagi mo yung isang rider. So, kailangan po, ingat na ingat po tayo, and skillful rider din po kayo. Yon.
Coach, pwede yung sample tayo, Coach? Coach yes, Clyde, pwede nating example na meron tayong mga lately na turuan na akala nila hindi kaya. You remember the Philippine Air Force sa Lucena, kila Colonel Edmond, and yung yes sa Philippine Air Force din na nag-road captain. So beautiful to see kung paano gawin yung parade formation na nag-S-Wheel. Yung ginawa po ninyo, na nag-S-Wheel,
pero,
parang
S. Pero dalawa sila
sa loob. Dalawa sa loob.
Wow.
Synchronized po talaga. So, yung inner, dahan-dahan, yung outer, mabilis. Yung outer naman, magiging inner, mabilis naman yung inner kanina kasi kailangan pantay-pantay sila. So, yung skills ng isa, skills ng dalawa. So, hindi
gusto
lang
yung dalawa na yun.
We're gonna do that.
On your next training, yes. We're gonna be doing that soon.
Ikaw, shout out sa mga Philippine Air Force na ating mga...
Mabuhay po kayo. Pagpupugay po sa inyo lahat. Wow.
Sila Colonel Johnson, Colonel Gupit. Yes po. Mga namumuno sa ating mga group riders ng Philippine Air Force.
Yes po. And next. Very disciplined po sila ha. Bawal silang mag-ride na walang vest sa loob ng kampo. Ino-observe po nila yan. At saka kung make sure po, either may jacket sila or merong elbow pads and knee pads po. Talagang priority po yan ang safety. So yun. And kagandahan nila, may training sila tapos they have a safety card to make sure na competent po ang isang rider sa kanila. And syempre, bawal po uminom.
Yun.
Pag nalaman na uminom ka, tapos nag-ride ka, pag may nangyaring aksidente, wala po kayong benefits.
Ayun. Wow!
Yes po, that's how they are disciplined and strict about sa safety ng isang rider. Kaya nga, tunay na rider, kailangan safe rider.
Uy! Na-enjoy mo ba itong podcast na to? Malamang hindi. Ako si Nono nga pala.
Ako si JB.
Ako naman si James. At samahan nyo kami every week sa Usapang Kupal. Pero hindi kami kupal ha. Kung talaga naghahanap kayo ng comedy podcast, eto ang Cool Pals na ang pinaka-nakakatawang podcast sa balat ng lupa.
Meron tayong current events, horoscope. At yun na nga, sinabi mo, sobrang nakakatawa. Sampulan mo, Nonong. Sampulan mo ng laugh trip na joke.
Ano ang tawag sa bahay ng mga pusa?
Ano?
Edi, podcast. Easy need.
Huwag na kayo makinig sa amin. Dito na lang kayo.
Hindi maganda yung podcast.
Hindi ko alam kung ba't umabot tayo ng 300 episodes.
Padmiaw, 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 meow, meow, padmiaw.
The Cool Pals, exclusive on Spotify
with an H.
Nahanap ko kung saan mo nilagay yung H eh.
Correct. Alright.
Next slide siguro po. Okay, yan ang explanation ng distance, no? 2 seconds. For example, may poster, you need to count 1,001, 1,002. So yun po yung ating distansya. Estimate lang po yan. Next slide, Brother Iba. Yon.
Formation.
Mga guwapo. Yan. Yan yung formation, yung una, ride leader. Kailangan po medyo left center siya. Lalo na kung hindi pa uso yung mga panahon na comms. So, ang sweeper naman, nagkakaroon po sila ng eye-to-eye contact na ang sweeper ay nasa gitna. Tapos, itong mga the rest of the pack rider, kailangan they have to give way. Na medyo i-full side nila, na open yung gitna, where they can the sweeper can see the ride leader. Ngayon, pag nag-blink ang ride leader ng isa o dalawa tapos pumunta siya sa pinaka-left side, ibig sabihin, it's a sign for the sweeper that he is planning to overtake, no? So the sweeper will go out to ensure na walang mag-overtake na sasakyan para yung ride leader papasok muna and the rest of the pack will follow. Pag hindi lumabas ang sweeper, ibig sabihin, nakikita ng rider sa likod na hindi safe. So hindi lalabas si ride leader. Okay?
Okay.
Pag nauna naman si sweeper, tapos hindi gumagalaw ang ride leader within 5 seconds or more than 10 seconds, the sweeper should go back to his line formation. Why? Kasi ang baka nagbago yung isip yung ride leader, may nakikita siya na mas maganda pang option na no need to overtake. So ganun po yan. Ngayon, kung ang ride leader pumunta naman sa pinaka-right side, aligning the second rider, ibig sabihin, the sweeper should clear na wala ding pwede siya mag-block kasi magra-right turn siya. So, may mga
galawan. Galing!
Yes po. Kailangan po, ang ride leader at saka sweeper, kailangan synchronize and meron po sila tinatawag na riding chemistry. Magkabisado po ang kanilang galawan.
Ang galing! Yes. That parang magkapatid.
That's too much pressure for me. Si Maki na lang at si Bak yung ride leader.
Ang galing. Ngayon ko lang nalaman yan.
Opo. And then, ginagawa naman po kasi yan, before we ride out, may tinatawag po tayong safety briefing. So ako, for example, si Bak, siya ang leader for the day. So he will introduce himself and as a ride leader and then the destination. And he will introduce his crew member. Like, Iba is going to be the marshal. There's going to be Maki will be the sweeper for today. And you need to identify each rider on the group para magkakakilanlan. And make sure na sasabihin ninyo, oh, ang destination ng ride na ito, papunta tayong Tagaytay. Eh malay mo, nag-meet kayo doon sa gasolinan, may ibang grupo din, papunta palang Marilake. Eh di, nagkagulo na, nahiwalay.
Mm.
So, importante po yun sa briefing, you have to mention your, identify yourself as the team leader or ride leader, and identify your members, and then introduce mo yung mga kasama sa group para mas ma-feel nila na at home sila or they belong to one group and family. So, at ease ba. Tapos, you're gonna mention the cruising speed. Consider the safety gear. Everything is on the proper safety gear. Tapos check po the smallest tank among the group. Mention ninyo
what tank po yung
next stop. Yes, kasi unfair naman sa maliit na tank. For example, isang motor na katulad ng 48, naka-peanut tank.
Correct.
So ilan lang ang capacity niyan compared sa mga malalaking cruiser or ibang malalaking motor. So, kaya ang capacity is mas malaki ang tank. So, the smallest tank should be considered. And always come in a full tank and an empty bladder. Tapos, darating kayo sa briefing, sa meetup, kailangan ang ride leader or officers, they have to come 30 minutes before the meetup. Hindi yung kung kailan paalis na, saka ka lang o-order ng kape, hindi mag... parang, hindi po pwede because of you na antala yung ibang grupo. So, you need to be considerate then, di ba?
Sobrang familiar ako dyan.
Maraming responsibility talaga. Maraming responsibility. It's not just
can
all fun.
Can we, Coach?
Yes.
Coach, before we move, we also recommend that the road leader assign numbers sa mga riders. Kung sino number 2, number 3, number 4. So para familiar sila lagi sa sequential. Because that will help also kung sino mauna, sinong pangalwa. So at least they protect each other. And finally, kahit na may comms, kasi hindi lahat may comms, pinapractice pa rin yung hand signals. If there's a hazard on the left, hazard on the right, if there's some problem on the motorcycle, lalo na kung walang comms, at least we know how to make the hand signals. Kasi old school pa rin.
The coming slide, Coach. We can
okay, coach. Go ahead,
check
coach.
On the next slide. Ayan naman po ang single file. Ayan ang in-overtaken ata ni Maki, mahigit 100.
Oo, oh, mga ganyan, ganyan. Oh.
Hindi, 85 yata.
85.
Pinakamalaki.
Okay. Ngayon naman, kung may kasalubong ka, huwag ka mag-counterflow. You can insert anywhere on the group. Just give them a sign kasi identify naman yung vest mo or bilang ika as photographer or a marshal. So, for safety, you can insert and then you can continue once na clear na siya. So, yan
but,
po
I mean, to be honest,
pwede rin tayo mag... Yes po.
In Mackie's defense, no, there are two times we did that. And it's really one of those massive groups like Libo or hundreds na medyo mabagal. You know, hindi namin gagawin yun kung like 10 lang and mabilis yung takbo. You know what I mean? It's really one of those kind of ride events namin gagawin.
Yes po. And make sure po na skillful rider din po yun. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Nawala. Yes, next slide.
Ayun.
Single formation. Next slide po. Parade. Yan ang parade formation.
Walang helmet.
In some other countries, kahit walang helmet, basta they should not exceed more than 20 to 30 kilometers an hour. Actually, sa Boracay,
20 to 40
bawal
now.
Po ang helmet eh. Oo, bawal po ang helmet sa Boracay.
Kasi
meron silang
ordinance.
Yes po. Na not wearing helmets is not allowed. Na-prevent nila yung mga riding in tandems. No? Yung crime rate talaga bumaba. But they are not allowed to exceed more than 30 kilometers, I think. Yes po.
Speed. May speed limit.
Yes po. Bawal mag overspeeding. So may limit po yon. Tapos ang mga non-resident ng Boracay, they cannot bring along their bikes. They have to put it on the island, siguro ng Katiklan. Parang ganon. Yes po. Next slide po.
Oh, DGR, malapit
na. Ayun.
Parade formation.
Si Trina. si Pres ng Best Pakika i-shout out.
Oh nga, Trina, when are you visiting your coffee shop? Yeah.
Oh,
they're opening soon.
Wow. Coach Erwin, ito na po yung hand signal natin. If you can use them.
Yes
po.
Yes, we do have a lot of hand signals, pero internationally, ito yung sinusunod natin.
Tinuturo yung hazard helmet.
Tapos iba't iba yung slow down, fuel stop, single file, staggered. Ang ginagawa namin, kahit sa Saudi, nire-recommend namin, pag single file, nasa taas siya ng ulo. So yung left hand, nasa taas ng ulo. So that means it's single file. Yung double file, yung nasa side.
Staggered.
Yung nasa side, staggered. If you notice, nakataas din. Kaya naman ginagawa yun, tingin ko, pag maliitan ko daliri mo, hindi makikita ko single yan. Ulo.
Maliit.
So, hindi makita. Ano bang sanayin nun? Single o staggered? So, technically, it will be easy.
Paano yung, paano yung may LTO sa harap?
Police.
Anong signal pag may LTO sa harap?
U-turn. Yes. So there's a lot of hand signals sa pwede, Coach.
Yes. Yeah. In addition po sa hand signal, na-observe po natin sa ibang riders po, nag-hand signal lang sila, bumabagal. You're not supposed to slow down. Kasi yung iba, nadidistract, no? Nag-hand signal, tapos nag-minor. To the point na nag-i-stretch na naman, nagkakaroon ng parang rubber band effect. Sobrang bagal, tapos sobrang stretch, bibilis na naman sila, tapos bibrake. So, kailangan iwasan din po yung sudden acceleration and sudden hitting of the brake. So, yun. Kailangan po left hand. Hindi po tayo gagamit ng right hand, but why? Because we have the acceleration on your right and then you have your front brake. So, you have all the controls on your right hand. Whereas your left hand, once you're moving, you don't need a clutch. Especially kung naka-quick shifter ka, no? So, left hand will just give you the, you can pass the signal. And it's not necessary, by the way, to pass the signal. You only do so once you are comfortable doing it. Okay? So, any additional? Next slide, more discussion. So, yun.
Oh, ito na yung last slide. I think
na-cover na po natin. So,
galing!
Yun po yung parang overall summary po, no?
There's so much more to learn from doing the actual course. Now, iba yung theory, which is what we're doing now, and iba yung practical when you're doing it with Coach Erwin and Coach Clyde. And then I highly recommend, and we'll be organizing something soon with them, with Tunay na Rider. But ako, I have some tips then. I'm a geek, so I'm always looking at different ways to make things more efficient and effective. Use technology. Right. If you're going to go on a group ride, create a chat group, put the Waze links or Google Map links for your stopping points. Madali lang yon. If possible, if not everybody has a cardo, you can actually create like small groups where one person and two people without a cardo can use it. And if kung may cardo ka, huwag ka naman mag-karaoke, di ba? Or kung mag-shota kayo,
huwag kang mag-asawa. Puro chismis eh.
Oh, Trina. At how? Huwag kayo mag-away. Habang na long ride, di ba? Pwede naman may setting yan na private group. Yun. Ako, those are my tips for long rides. No? And ang laking bagay talaga yung cardo. Like, Mackie, Aris, myself, and Buck when we're on long rides when we did the Negros one.
Sa Cebu.
Laking bagay nun. Oo. We were able to communicate. Oh, magpipicture tayo dito. Oh, may problema dyan. Wala masyadong hand signals.
Yeah.
It's still good. I mean, hindi lahat kasi may kome, di ba? So, what if mag-lobat or, di ba? Mawala yung signal. So, important pa rin yung hand signals para sa akin. Na,
of course,
kasi iba kasi hindi nila alam ano yung ganun, di ba? So, minsan, You have to know the basics.
Tinidiscuss po yan sa ano eh, sa right safety briefing. Kaya po, karamihan po sa nagkakamote dyan, yung mga late na, tapos antok pa or may hangover. So, we would recommend that joining a group ride or even if not a group ride, kailangan po you have enough sleep. Kasi po, you're compromising your safety and others also. Mm-hmm. So, you have to consider that.
Galing.
Ayun, may mga nagtanong po. Importante po siguro to. Sabi niya, Coach, paano po yung mga nag-group ride na humahawik ng kalsada tapos nag-counterflow pa? Okay lang po ba yun? So, in my humble opinion, if they are authorized or deputized or in case of an emergency, they can do so as long as not violating the law or hurting other riders or vehicle, yung mga commuters din sa kalsada. Kasi, if there's an urgency, you can do so, but you are liable. You're responsible for your act. Especially kung may nadamay na na ibang tao or may mga may nasaktan, so you make sure you take full responsibilities of your action. Kaya po ang pagiging ride leader po, ang buhay ng isa't isa na kasalalay sa inyo, tapos you make sure that you are an experienced rider and hindi po kayong agresibo to the point na nako-compromise yung safety ng others sa kalsada at saka yung sa grupo. So it's a big responsibilities po and make sure that you are fully disciplined. Yun po ang nakikita namin dyan. Anything to add? At magbigayan, ganun din po, di ba?
Si Henorio, bakit yung mga nag-group ride dito sa amin sa Cavite, Patagaytay, sinasakop na yung kali? Ega. I don't know. Depends on the group. I mean, kaya we have to invest on mga ganitong klaseng ano eh, training, di ba? Lalo na sa group ride kasi it will practice yung disiplina. Di ba? Hindi porke marami kayo or magaganda yung bike, eh, sa inyo yung kalsada, di ba? So, I think it's important to be ano, courteous and, di ba? Huwag masyadong mayabang, katulad di ba?
Okay, wait.
Sarap ng kain.
Actually, before, I mean, we're going a little bit long, but I have a question for everyone here, especially Coach Clyde and Coach Irwin. You have a different perspective. Your perspective is how group rides are done in developed countries, no? In Saudi and kung saan maganda yung kalsada, walang kalabaw, walang aso, walang ano, where people generally follow the rules. Dito, the rules are kind of a suggestion. Right? Kung walang nakatingin, bahala na. No? Oo. What are the biggest problems that you've seen in group rides in the Philippines? Ano yung that need to be corrected?
Okay. Yes, when I, during, experience ko lang po, no? Kasi mag 1 year pa lang ako dito. This is coming month of June, end of June. Nung last month po, during ano Holy Week, I was returning, came from Bicol. Yun po yung Sabado Santo at Black Saturday. May na-observe po akong group of riders, no? May mga marshal pa sila, may mga radyo, but I don't know where are they going. Meron nag-overtake sa right, may nag-overtake sa left. They are really quite disorganized. So, paano naman kaming mga sasakyan? So, as much as possible, as a rider na nagda-drive ako ng four wheels, I would give way. The problem is, may nag-overtake sa right, may nag-overtake sa left. So, kailangan, magkaroon din po kasi ng proper training, no? Disiplina, ang kanya-kanyang group, at saka mga rider. Ang problema, eh, feeling nila, sakop nila lahat eh. Lalo na, sorry ah, it's not just about the big bike, I'm talking about in general. May mga scooter din pong gumagawa. No? Tapos naawa po ako nung medyo rough road na paangat eh kasi may tumumba. Kasi in-overtaken din, puro alikabok na. So pag nag-group ride po kasi, hindi po siya parang karerahan eh. Ang kukulit, kaliwat kanan. Kailangan mag-ride po ng formation kasi po nadidisturb din po nila yung ibang ano eh, mga sasakyan. Nakakalungkot pong tingnan, kundi po nakaka-affect din sila ng safety namin tsaka safety nila. kung saan lang po sila kaliwat kanan pupunta. So yun po ang na-observe natin. So siguro what we can help, nag-outreach din po kami, nagbibigay din po kami ng mga tips sa mga kanya-kanyang club. And it's not because our business is teaching. At the same time, our CSR also, we reach out to the community and we educate them on public. Kaya pag kada moto tam bike naman na ginagawa namin, nag-share po kami ng konting advice based on our humble experience na in Philippine setting na nai-educate po natin ang rider. Kasi masarap po na pakinggan ng rider umuwi ng safe sa kanilang pamilya. Nakakalungkot isipin pag may na-accidente, lalo na malapit sa buhay natin, kamag-anak or very close friend or kagrupo na nasasaktan. Kasi wala pong safe sa kalsada eh. Anything can happen. Kailangan mo lang po talagang i-anticipate. Bawal din pong agresibo. So yun po ang nakikita kong advice para sa ating mga community riders po. No? Lalo na kung may mga rally or yung mga group na yan. So kailangan po properly oriented sa safety. Wala naman po masama eh. Magka-grupo tayo mga 1,000 riders dyan. But make sure also, we give chance also for other, ano, other na road users.
Yun. So, I mean, I agree. There's safety in numbers if you do it the right way. If not, it's dangerous. So, when you guys are all overtaking one at a time, boom, 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 diba? Overtaking the same spot, and then sunod-sunod. Huwag ka mag-overtake sa kaliwa, then biglang may mag-overtake sa kanan, then biglang may mag-over... Diba? The person in the car or a motorcycle, they don't know where to go. What you're doing endangers the rest of the group. So all of these rules are actually meant to for the safety of everyone, including the other people on the road.
May nagtatanong dito si Raymond Reyes. Sabi niya, the most dangerous in our experience are riders in the group ride who have the I will ride on my own pace mentality. We brief this new rider to the group na safety is riding as pack and following the speed of the group. And yes, hand signal pa rin kahit may motocoms na dahil hindi lahat meron. I agree din po doon. Kailangan po, binibrief din po talaga. Ngayon kung hindi, sinasabi din po kasi sa ating briefing na we will ride at this pace, maximum 90 kilometers per hour or 100 na comfortable po kayo. Ngayon, kung hindi kayo comfortable sa speed, you don't need to race or catch up dahil sa ego mo na overtake. Let them overtake you. At then, makakarating ka lang doon. Kasi kung hindi ka comfortable, mas possible na on the curve, mag-overshoot ka. Tapos, ino-observe din po natin kahit may comms tayo, you need to give the hand signal. Kasi yung iba, nagsalita ng buhangin. For example, buhangin, titingin ka pa. Pero kung nag-signal ka na hazard or pa, or nag-sign ka ng slow or slow down na signal, that would give them an idea. Kasi yung pagsigaw mo buhangin, magpapanik ang kapwa mo rider. Hahanap pa siya ng buhangin. Pero kung sinabi ng ride leader nyo na just slow down, tinuro yung hazard sa left and right, kasi po karamihan po sa na-accidente because of overspeeding and lack of focus on the road. Yun lang po yun.
Kayo, Coach Erwin.
Siguro iba, yes. May answer to the question kung anong challenges dito sa Philippines versus the international setting is. Siguro, ano, yung pagpapatupad ng batas, number one. If the, may batas naman tayo eh. The only thing is, it's not been followed and it's not strictly talaga implemented. People can get away most of the time sa mga small things. For one is helmet. So second thing is yung pag siguro responsibility ng mga dealers, mga manufacturers na meron sila dapat na social responsibility na yung mga bibili ng motor is really sabihin natin ni capable and responsible para magmotor. I know it's part of business but nevertheless if the government, the citizens will be working together, malaking bagay. Pero ang mantra kasi ng Motor Clyde, maturuan namin ng isa, lalo na kung baguhan, one less kamote rider in the road will help also, kahit pa paano. So, nakakatulong na rin.
I agree.
So, yun ang aming...
Honestly, a kamote rider. I mean, lahat tayo nag-umpisa kamote. Sa totoo lang, the only reason that we are no longer kamotes is because we're educated. We learned. Diba? Ako,
one less kamote rider is basically one rider that's been educated. Diba? One that's open to learning.
True.
All right.
And it's our responsibility then to share kung yep. ano yung small learnings natin. Just like what you're doing. And I really appreciate and we're happy from the Motor Clyde team that the Tunay na Rider is doing this kind of show, this kind of advocacy na maraming nare-reach out, na itatama yung mga simple things sa pagra-ride. Because if all the shows, all the motobloggers, all the blogs will focus on safety and responsibility and discipline, I think malaking bagay sa communities na.
Correct. And speaking about responsible content creators, our good buddy Sukimoto is asking how much yung training, kung magkano pag-iipunan, kasama namin sa Negros ride namin yon. Pero Suki, we will be organizing something with Motor Clyde soon. So
we will choose random followers.
Oh, random followers like Sukimoto. Pag-invite <Yes. laughs> Yan.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned.
Nagawa tayo ng ano.
All right. Again, thank you, Coach Clyde, Coach Erwin. Any final words of wisdom for the Tunay na Rider audience?
Coach Clyde.
Okay. Higit po sa lahat. We would like to take this opportunity in behalf of Motor Clyde Training Center. Ako po si Coach Clyde, Training Director. Hindi lang po bilang coach, I also learn from my students. So yan po yung sinabi ko sa una, no? Ang ating learnings po is non-stop. Every day we learn. We learn to become a better person, become a better rider. And we also have to learn to listen from other riders too, especially sa mga seniors. I wouldn't say old riders, senior riders lang po sila. Lahat po yan, ang ating aim. Tatlo po kasi ang pagmomotor, tatlong reason, purposes. So it could be either your daily commute, ginagamit ninyo po sa negosyo, at saka leisure and hobby. So sa amin po, ginagawa po namin tatlong combination. At the end of the day, kailangan po lagi po tayong safe and well-disciplined rider.
Maraming salamat. Sandali ah, before we get to Coach Erwin. Maki, nagpaparinig na.
Nabasa ko. Diyan, nakikinig na. Nanonood dyan sa labas. Oh,
so...
Si Chris, enroll na po, Makimoto.
I-enroll na namin next time, sama natin si Chris at saka wife ko, si Grace. Pero si Buck hindi pwede kasi i-divorce na siya ng asawa niya. Welcome. Kung sinamay ko na to. Alright. Sige, Coach Erwin.
Sino si Coach Erwin?
Yes, first of all, thank you very much for having us. Again, it's our great honor na makasama uli namin kayo. Shout out sa mga coaches ng Motor Clyde. Shout out din sa lahat ng mga naging trainees namin. We're inviting each and everyone to follow our page, Motor Clyde Training Center. You will see all the informations about Motor Clyde. Looking forward sa Tunay na Rider Group Training Program. It will be fun and exciting.
Yes.
Ang mapayo ko lang sa lahat, same thing na sinabi ni Coach Clyde, be responsible tayo. Let's follow the law of the land, enjoy riding, and stay, sabihin natin, stay healthy and stay happy sa pagra-ride. So, thank you very much for having us.
Follow the law of the land, pero that's why Buck rides, likes riding off-road kasi walang batas doon sa bundok eh. Kasama na lang yung mga NTA. No, but that said, speaking about, it turns out this is like our safety month, Mackie. Next week, yep. We have Tunay na Rider First Aid with lifeline.com.ph. Alex Deacon, the son of James Deacon, is going to be coming in and talking about how to get certified, how to learn to be a to do first aid. And we've also got our good buddy, Johnny Uy, who is an EMT. He's a fireman. And when we did our Negros ride, siya yung ano namin. Siya yung nag-aalaga namin sa amin. If there's anything that happened, he's the guy who was trained to take care of us and make sure we're safe and healthy. Sayang walang first aid si Buck doon sa bundok eh. Di ba, Buck?
Oh. Tawag doon selfie. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Invite lang po, sorry. Before we forget, invitation po para sa ano, mga taga Davaoenos. I will be traveling tomorrow. So on Saturday, we have a scooter training. It's going to be in Davao Global Township, organized by Bikers Room. Shout out para sa team si Titus Dalisay, sila Sir Dan, and Art, and the team. No, we call it Moto Institute Group. So in-invite po namin ang mga scooter rider. Not because marunong na kayo mag-ride, pero kailangan pa natin i-enhance kasi nag-upgrade po tayo ng ating skills as mas marami pa po tayo matututunan that would make us more safer and enjoyable, no, ang ating ride. Then sa Sunday naman po, meron po tayong big bikes training naman. Ito po yung tawag na safety and advance, katulad nung nadaan na nila iba. It's a combination of all the skills that you have experienced in your riding career, plus i-enhance po namin, i-customize din po namin yung mga weaknesses ninyo, i-convert natin into positive skills. And then, may mga nag-request din po. So, meron po tayong extra 3 or 4 slots on Monday. Kasi yung mga executive naman, organizer, meron. And you can join and enroll. So, meron pa pong 3 or 4 slots po na available para sa mga big bikes. Open po ito sa any other brand. And shout out sa Harley-Davidson of Davao, sa Wheeltech, and AutoHub, sa Triumph, Vespa, and
Aquila
team. Thank you.
So for our friends in Davao, we'll post the details on the 29er Rider Facebook page so you can follow and check out and meet Coach Clyde. Kayo lang Coach Clyde o kasama si Coach Erwin?
Ako lang po at saka yung isang coach natin, si Coach Ron. Yeah.
We have an activity Saturday, so we have a group training also, celebrity.
Uy, celebrity. But hindi kami kasama doon.
VIP celebrity edition kayo eh.
I'm just kidding. All right. Again, thank you so much, Coach Clyde, Coach Erwin. And see you when we when we train again.
Of course. Looking forward.
See you soon. Yes.
Ganda.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.